since 1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Minus 12 in the state of Minnesota. Very cold here. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, and it is freezing cold in the state of Minnesota. Again, it's minus 12 degrees. Now, folks, for those that did not know, I'm Bradley Dean, and to the right of me is my pretty little princess. She's known as, well, the daughter of Liberty, and we call her our pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. For those that are new to the Sons of Liberty, I wanted to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, they really do. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of because facts are stubborn things. The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, those are the people that call themselves, you know, pro-choicers. They want the choice to kill or to live, you know, as if to say it's their choice, right? Apparently they haven't read our founding documents or the laws of the Constitutional Republic or God's Mosaic Institution, which is common law, where he said in the Sixth Commandment, thou shalt not kill. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. I'm being a little funny today just because I need to be. I need to be in that mood today because it's one of those days. We're trying to solidify everything on a continuous basis. Yesterday we said we were going to have the website up, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're still working through some crooks in...
We're just building the anticipation.
The issues that we deal with in ministry, there really truly is spiritual warfare continuously around ministries that are doing this stuff, as we said. But friends, if you'd like to check out the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, please do. There's going to be a change within the next day or two, Lord willing. I'll say it that way. Then that way, if it happens, I'm happy about it. Listen, I am a doer of the word and not a hearer only, but there's some things that are just out of my control. So I'm going to say, Lord willing, it's going to be up today or tomorrow or by Friday, no later. Lord willing.
I like that.
Amen. Okay. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see the updates, posts, pictures, what we've been doing, what we are doing, always in the process of moving to the next point to get the job done. Jesus said, I must also preach in other cities. That's what I came forth to do. So are we. And saying that, if you'd like to check out that website, that is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, if you'd like to check out my two websites, I'm considering right now shutting down one of them just because I don't have time, friends. It's really getting that busy right now. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. There's two different websites, one fan page, one personal page. Give me a reason to stay on my personal page because, again, I have no time to continuously feed this monster continuously. Folks, if you'd like to also follow me on my Twitter account, please do. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. I'll give you the shout out once now and probably at the halfway mark. If you'd like to call in, phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, showing you our faith by our works. And this is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And we are looking forward to that website coming up. And also stay tuned because we've got our Christmas bumpers coming up here today live on the show. And speaking of Christmas, Instead of our usual product of the week, we are highlighting this week our featured Christmas package of the week. Did that sound kind of cheesy?
The way you're always Christmas, cheesy. That's why I always bring
up extra
packets.
I'm sorry. I try to be a little less cheesy, but I am excited. It's a great package. It's the Deadlock Drum Package, and it features the Deadlock Drum Pad, which is done by Mr. Bradley Dean, of course. The drum instructional DVD, which Bradley did, which is very fun. It shows you the art of a stick spinning from basics to advanced. You'll learn the rudiments, double bass, snare, soloing. You know, I have to say that the art of stick spinning, like I said yesterday, is pretty cool. And much, much more. Also, you'll get with that package signature drumsticks by Bradley Dean and a testimony book, which is his life story in kind of a condensed form. If you've seen our comic book, My War, before, it's the smaller version. So this is a $70 donation. And, of course, you monthly sponsors, you members, you sons and daughters of Liberty get 25% off this product of the week, not only this week, but every week. So please consider that drum package. Of course, Christmas is coming up, and as we, you know, 'tis the season to be giving. Actually, it's more blessed to give than to receive, and it's Christ's birthday, not ours. But we want to get Christ-centered material into the hands of your family and your friends. So please check out our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Wow. And to shop, you go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. I wanted to highlight three nice responses that we received.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
This is the first segment. We always have a little room to wiggle around in.
Mm-hmm.
Were your parents cheesy?
I think so.
I mean, your dad is really laid back. I understand that, but yes. I mean, because sometimes you lay it on really thick.
This is a true story, okay? True story. So we're getting our pictures taken for the Sons of Liberty, right? And the photographer, he says, rarely do I ever have to tell anyone to, like, to not tone it down, but, like, he usually has to say, listen, you need to smile bigger or, you know, put more life into it or whatever. And with me, it's just not that way.
Not that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it because I'm constantly in a warfare without fail, as you well know.
Yes.
And it just seems like you always got this ridiculous looking smile on your face like you had plastic surgery and it was permanently put there.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
You know, I don't think it's bad neither. Just sometimes
you want to smack me, right?
No, I don't want to smack you. Okay. I just want to smack it off.
Oh, okay. But that smile on my face.
Anybody that has
well,
that.
Well, my
and
middle
of course,
name.
Now, can you just imagine this one, honey?
Okay.
Bradley Dean wanting to smack his wife.
Well, that's true. That's kind of like that smile on your face. I just want to smack it off because, you know, it's just too smiling.
We got that from where?
That was from Elf.
That's right. It was when the little guy that actually wanted to smack
midget.
Elf. That's exactly right. Yeah, they call them midgets. Yeah, the little guy.
That's right.
Yeah, so he said, go ahead and call me Elf one more time. And, well, he called him Elf one more time, and he smacked it off. So just putting it into perspective.
In a context,
yes.
I understand,
okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Of course, my middle name is Joy.
That is true.
So, of course, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and it's okay to share a little joy, because I think, you know, people need a little bit of joy.
But sometimes when people are in a bad mood, they don't want to be around. See, misery loves company.
That's true.
And sometimes people, when they're in a bad mood, they don't want to be around people that are in a good mood.
So are you saying you don't want to be around me because you're in a bad mood? Or because
no,
I'm in a good mood?
I'm okay. I mean, obviously, we're just going through it constantly to get, you know, another inch forward incrementally. There's not a foot taken in this ministry where there's not warfare to get there. But again, then when we look at David, we can also understand Uzzah was killed by the Lord because the anger of the Lord was, you know, loosed on Uzzah. But also keep in mind there was a sacrifice every 6 feet. So there
That's
was
right.
warfare continuously. So on a serious note, but you are cheesy, but you are the daughter of Liberty.
I am me.
Yeah, well, what we'll do is we'll come back and I'll give you some more time to...
I'll try to tone down the cheese.
No, that's okay. You're probably making a lot of angry people happy right
now. Oh, good.
And maybe
good,
even
I like
angry
that.
Elves. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. Having Christ as my hope and Redeemer, I know we have the victory and are being called now more than ever in the face of persecution to be and act as Christians. Finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy, do I have a mouthful today. I mean, it is over the top of what it's expected, even in the worst of news in America today. It's just over the top. But I'm going to give it, as promised, back over to the pretty little princess. That would be Stephanie Joy. Go ahead, honey. Lay it on them thick.
All right. Well, this will help kind of cheer things up, especially for you, Mr. Bradley Dean. This is a great response we got from someone who said, his name is Arthur. He said, my wife and I met Bradley Dean, and it was a lot of fun. As a constitutional pastor and patriot, it was refreshing to meet this young fireball and talk at length with him about taking the United States back constitutionally. If you haven't heard this young man, I encourage you to like his page, listen to his radio show, and sow financial seeds into his constitutional and biblical ministry.
Who's that?
Arthur.
Oh, I don't know Arthur. When did I meet Arthur?
Well, actually, you met him
at one of our
events that we did.
I appreciate that there, Artie.
Yeah, it was very nice. And we got a good one from Troy, too, who said, the Sons of Liberty. Is that a little laughter? See, that's contagious.
Oh,
I told
spreads
you.
Spreads like fire, honey.
Oh, yeah. We got lots of people laughing right now.
Yes.
The Sons of Liberty and the staff are courteous, courageous, loving, and truthful, and they are doing God's work. Bravo, ladies and gents. Thank you for sharing your gifts with us, and that comes from Troy.
I think sometimes people think that we actually applied for the job.
No.
To hit the issues that we hit, because I didn't apply for the job. People that apply for the job, they're not supposed to be there. It's the ones that didn't apply for the job, those are the ones that are called of God.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true, because you're being led of His Spirit, not of the will of the flesh. And people need to make that distinction. I've heard Mariah Woodworth Etter, she was a great woman of God back in at the turn of the century. And she said that those that want to be in the pulpit speaking of the church, she said they're called of the devil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course they are. They're the hirelings. And she said those that don't want to be in the pulpit, they're the ones that are called of God. And boy, oh boy, did she nail that. You can read John in the book, chapter 21, I believe, where Peter actually looked at Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go, but when you're old, another will gird you and take you where you don't want to go. So I hope people understand we're not like having a good time over here trying to figure out what we need to warn America about today or tomorrow. No, we can prophetically see exactly what's going on, and I'll tell you what's going on now. There's a whole lot of I told you so's going across the airwaves through the Sons of Liberty today. because we have warned the American people as to what's going on and what has been going on concerning a couple topics. Not that we just, you know, actually contain our topics to one or two on our topics list. I mean, we talk about a plethora of topics, but concerning the gay issue, the abortion issue, those are the two that bother me more than anything, because it really has everything to do with our posterity and the indoctrination going on through this administration as well. And, I mean, we've always warned. We've always went in. We've always went into the heart of the beast to warn the younger generation as to how they're being indoctrinated. And, by the way, friends, they know that they're being indoctrinated. But we're also trying to get the hearts of the fathers to turn back to the children. But there's very far and few between that are willing to actually turn around and sow into that generation. And those are the smart ones. The foolish ones are just overlooking their duty, their obligations, because wisdom is justified by your children. And, America, you cannot complain about what you tolerate. And concerning the older generations, when you look at the younger generation, don't complain about your reflection, because you are at length responsible for what you raised up.
That's right. And if you look at our two topics that you were just talking about, homosexuality and abortion, those are the ones that draw the heat, of course, because not very many people want to talk about those confrontational issues, those hot topics, those
because that's where the state-run media will attack you. And it's like, you know what? Isn't that what makes it fun?
Mm-hmm.
But that's also what proves the soldier. Is the fact that they're not going to move from what needs to be dealt with today. In America, I'll tell you what, we've talked about this several times, that John Adams said that our Constitution was made for a moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. I'll tell you what, a religious and a righteous people are what we are all about. But I'll tell you what, when an immoral people come up and begin to attack your foundations and attempt to overthrow your Constitution, I would say that you should probably turn and pay attention to that threat.
Mm-hmm.
And the homosexual radicals are the ones that are being used to upend the Constitution. And if you look at the abortion industry, friends, that is just straight murder. And we're talking about the most innocent victims found in the woman's womb in America today. And conveniently, over 18 states have been eradicated in the name of choice, when in fact that is not going to fly, when God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood and thou shalt not kill. So here we are. Friends, anyways, what I wanted to talk about yesterday is I'd actually brought up a point as to in Argentina, just in December here, we have a bunch of feminists, violent mob of topless pro-abortion feminists attack praying men defending cathedral. And of course they're naked and, you know, they got their shirts off and they're spitting on the faces of those that are praying, so on and so forth. But it hit America too. And I thought this would be of some interest concerning the Americans and how the radical homosexuals in America are actually responding to as to what took place in Argentina just in the beginning of December here. I got a couple quotes here. Here's an anti-Christian extremist and a violence-charged rhetoric coming out of the radical homosexuals in America. Nonetheless, permitted several of his regular posters, this certain individual, and by the way, I'm withholding his name on purpose because they want to get some sort of a reaction out of you actually to proclaim or broadcast their name. I'm not going to do that because they are so small in number, but I want to show you the mindset, the sick mindset that you are dealing with in this country alone, friends. One poster of bloggers, Michael Moore, kicked off the bloodlust. Brava. I wish this happened all the time. Speaking of high-fiving these feminists who are spitting in the face of those that were praying, this person said, I wish this happened all the time, particularly here in the U.S. It's long past time for women to violently react to being denied birth control and then forced to carry a never-wanted child to term. Well, let me tell you something, whack job. If you didn't want the child, then don't commit the act. And you don't kill the fruit, the innocent fruit, because of the guilt of the carrier. Next one, Jeff Chang offered specific suggestions as to what such violence might look like. How about destroying the oppressive regime, the sick of the church? To that end, would you support firebombing a church? I'm sorry. How about removing the clergy from power? These are the radical homosexuals in America responding to what took place in Argentina. Perhaps a ultra-radical hit squad can use lead pipes and beat the clergy to death. This is coming out of the radical homosexuals in America, friends. How about just creating fear for all male Catholics? A bomb during their planning meeting would work. Do you support that? Chang, he answered his own questions. He said, as far as I'm concerned, those quasi-religious hypocritical bees should have been castrated on the steps of the cathedral they so pompously took it upon themselves to protect. Talk about your bulls blank. Grandstand plays. That's right. We should get rid of all of them in one fell swoop. I say that we firebomb the next planning meeting. This is the radical homosexuals concerning their response concerning what took place in Argentina. We go on to the next one. A user named Hands Off My Uterus agreed. They should have burned their blanking church to the ground. So did Rolf. They were lucky they didn't start castrating them. These are the ones that are playing the victim in the United States of America, friends. Another poster, Seamus Rua, justified the violence and sexual assault, comparing it to the similar violent Stonewall riots of 1969. Stonewall is largely credited for launching today's increasingly aggressive gay right movement. When you push a segment of the population too far, wrote Rua, they have a tendency to fight back. Yeah, but there's a difference between those that are ruled by law and those that are ruled by their lusts, their carnality, their abasedness. They're carnal man. There's no better way to say it, friends. But this is the response that we're getting in America concerning the happenings on December 2nd concerning the violent mob of topless, pro-abortion feminists attacking praying men defending the cathedral. If you'd like to see that, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Blogging, gays urge murder, castration of Christians. You starting to get the point? I hope so, friends, because here is another I told you so. Interestingly enough, not looking for this, but it's right in my face from my news sources, GOP senator's chief of staff under investigation for child porn. I wanted to let everybody know, for those that are under the delusion, there's a left and a right in this country, friends. That the Republicans are the good guys and the Democrats are the bad guys. I just wanted to let you know that they're both bad. But if you do a study on the Democrats and the Republicans, you'll find that the Republicans are more corrupt than the Democrats because the Republicans try to do it as a false covering, where the Democrats, they just do it because the American people believe for some reason that they have a right to break the law. Well, concerning this individual, Senator Lamar Alexander, representative from Tennessee, he's being investigated over allegations of child pornography, the senator said Wednesday. It's interesting, friends. I was just informed, said he, by the United States Senate Legal Counsel's office that law enforcement agencies are conducting a search of the personal residence of Ryan Lascarn. Now, interestingly enough, friends, you might want to look at this administration who's actually advocating this radicalism. I'm not talking child pornography, but I am saying, is this a hit, friends, do you suppose? Or is he really guilty of checking out child porn? You're going to have to decide for yourself. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your Lee's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when
when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Matt Saber, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed. He knows how to address the youth, and he knows how to deal with the culture and biblical issues. Bradley can change the youth in your community. I encourage you to bring him to your community, have him speak to your school, your church groups, your youth in your local area. Make sure you have him communicate to this generation. His voice, his message is desperately needed.
Absolutely it is, and I appreciate that very much, Matt Staver, a senior attorney for Liberty University. I like that. Not a minor. Senior. Friends, if you'd like to call in, 1-866, just got a couple phone calls in, 233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, talking about GOP senators, chief of staff under investigation for child porn. Friends, let's take it to scripture really quick. We know what Leviticus 18:22 and Leviticus 20:13 and Romans 1:24, and we can go on and 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 on about what Scripture says about the abomination of homosexuality, because it is just nothing normal about it, right? Okay, so we got that far. But it's interesting, it says nothing about actually going after a child, because I suppose that God was so nigh unto the children of Israel that they didn't even think, their thoughts didn't even go that direction. But what we have here is we have a GOP senator, chief of staff. Now, you can look at this two different ways. You can look at this as a hit piece from this administration, or he's actually guilty. But I can say this, you know a tree by its fruit. And I can tell you that these are the same people that are going ahead and open the doors wide to the homosexual agenda, and you have to ask yourself the question, why is that? So So is he guilty? Is he not guilty? We're told that these are allegations. Friends, after doing homework on both parties, Democratic and Republican, I'll tell you what, the Republican Party is much more immoral, sick to the core, friends. And again, talking about how the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree, we can look at what's going on in the Republican Party, friends. There is no difference between the left and the right. It's a game. It's a charade. It's WWF at its very worst, being played out in the American people in front of them. And we can see who's losing. The American people are losing. So let me go back to this. We're talking about a senator. Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican, Tennessee, said, I was just informed by the United States Senate Legal Counsel's office that the law enforcement agents are conducting a search of the personal residence of Ryan Lasgarn, the chief of staff of my Washington, D.C. office regarding allegations involving child pornography. Alexander said in a statement, I am stunned, surprised and disappointed by what I have learned. Based on his information, I immediately placed Mr. Lasgarn on administrative leave without pay. The office is fully cooperating with the investigation. Now, you can look at, again at the situation different ways. You can look at, was this individual, Senator Lasgarn, was he an individual that was actually standing up against somebody? Is this a change of power? Is this an individual that's being targeted by this administration because he's actually exposing something with this administration? There's so many different ways to look at it, friends. And what we need to do is we need to do a little homework, and we'll see what happens during this investigation. Lasgarn has been Alexander's chief of staff since January 2012, according to his LinkedIn profile, and previously served as a staff director for the Senate Republican Conference. He also worked for Reps Marsha Blackburn, another Republican out of Tennessee, and Wally Herger, a Republican out of California. Now, what's going on in California? Here's what it comes down to, friends. I just have a problem with what's going on because somebody's allowing these people to advance themselves. And the Republicans are standing back and allowing it. And the only reason they would be standing down in the face of this is because they're guilty of it. And here we are. Interestingly enough, another article pulls up right behind this one. Okay, so I'm not like looking for this right now. It's right in front of my face. 66-year-old gay rights icon arrested over horrific child porn allegations, graphic content. Why would they go to the children? You just got to ask yourself the question. And we're seeing this come out more and more on a daily basis, friends. Who's encouraging this kind of stuff? Well, if you don't stop it at the front, friends, guess what's going to happen? It's going to continuously and incrementally bulldoze anything over in its way if you don't enforce the laws of the land against the crimes. Case in point, a 66-year-old Larry Brinken, the first man to use the phrase domestic partner in a lawsuit, was arrested in California Friday in connection with felony possession of child pornography. Oh, whoa, wait a second. Larry Brinken, isn't this a gay rights icon? Why, yes it is. So he's an icon for the gay movement. And he was busted in connection with felony possession of child pornography, police said. The district attorney's office will reportedly decide Tuesday whether to file charges. Listen to this. Now, for those that have not heard the phone call, I had actually placed a phone call live on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here. And I called the San Francisco Police Department. And when I called the San Francisco Police Department, I'd actually tried to get a hold of the investigator that was dealing with this case. And you should have heard the response that I got, friends. It was quite effeminate. And no big surprise here, right? Wow. Friends, listen to me. I'm sorry I even have to bring this to the light. But again, this is what it comes down to when we're talking about dealing with our children. Who's going to stand up for our children? Who's willing to stand? You're not hearing the conservative talking heads say anything about it for the most part. And why they are not, you might want to ask yourself the question. Why are they not speaking out or standing up in the protection of their posterity? It sickens me, friends. I'm trying to pull something up right now, but let me go back to this. Larry Brinken, the first man to use the phrase domestic partner, was arrested in California Friday in connection with felony possession of child pornography. Media reports are offering more details on the horrific charges of the homosexual icon Larry Brinken, and also are providing a picture of who Brinken is and how he's been viewed. The Huffington Post republished an San Francisco Weekly Post that concludes with Teresa Parks, the executive director of the Human Rights Commission, saying, it's almost incredulous. There's no way I could believe such a thing. He's always been one of my heroes, and he's the epitome of human rights activists. This is the man who coined phrases we use in our daily language. I support Larry 100%. Hopefully we'll all come out into the investigation. So what we did is, I can see in this news release here, friends, the investigation did pop wide open here. And so what we see here is, and by the way, I got to put a caution on this because what follows is extremely disturbing. But this is what the icon for the homosexual movement, Larry Brinken, has been busted for. Okay, these are facts, not allegations. The San Francisco Chronicle describes the allegations. Listen to the allegations again, friends. Police say that Brinken had pornographic images, some that appear to show children as young as 1 and 2 or 3 years old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men. In an email attachment linked to his account, according to a search warrant served by San Francisco police, representatives of American Online contacted authorities after coming across an email attachment from one of its subscribers' accounts containing what they believe to be child pornography. Folks, traced to his account. I have it right in front of me. Traced right to his account. San Francisco investigators say the account was registered to Brinken and that he paid for the email with his credit card. Whoa. Why the children, friends? Why the children? I thought it had nothing to do with children. The email account is also linked to Yahoo discussion groups on, oh my goodness, on sexual exploitation of young boys and girls, according to the search warrant. Wow. No shame here, friends. The police allege provided graphic commentary on the photos of interracial adult child sex. This is a felony, friends. These criminals, these pedophiles, they go to prison for a long, long time. Larry Brinken, the homosexual icon, said, I loved especially the little black, he used a vulgar word. I love especially the little blank 2-year-old getting nailed, said Larry Brinken. Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde bee is going to get. White power, white supremacy, white blank rules, said the homosexual icon. Incredible, friends. They're considering filing charges against this individual? Are you kidding me? This is criminal to the max, friends. By the way, for those that don't know who our friend Teresa Sparks is, the one that actually praised Larry Brinken, the homosexual icon, and maybe this will also explain to you why there was no charges filed against Larry Brinken for these crimes against your children, friends. Teresa Sparks is a former male, is also the president of the San Francisco Police Commission. Teresa is a man. He is also a CEO of a multi-million dollar sex toy retailer and a transgender woman. Do you see where I'm going with this? Boy, gee whiz. Again, friends, I'm sorry I even have to say this. I truly am sorry, but friends, I gotta let you know what we're dealing with out there. It's not a game. By the way, this news followed the conclusion of Pride Week, where Brinken had been honored in the past. After he retired from his 22-year tenure at the Human Rights Commission. I'll finish this up when I get back. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, standing up, fighting for our posterity, because for the most part, nobody else is. It's time to fight. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, here's the deal. I always want you to understand what I try to do is reserve live radio for live radio. So I'm continuously going back and forth, and I'm catching wind of this now. And these are credible sources to the max, friends. But icon, homosexual icon Larry Brinken, was busted with child pornography. And provided, folks, I said it. If you want to hear what I said earlier, go ahead and get the podcast and download it. Go ahead and check it out. But I want you to hear the response of the gay communities that praised him, that were behind him. And it's very disturbing, friends. It's almost incredulous. There's no way I could believe such a thing, said Teresa. He's always been one of my favorite heroes and the epitome of human rights activists. This is man who coined phrases we use in our daily language. I support Larry 100%. Hopefully it will all come out in the investigation. Now, who said that? Teresa Sparks. Okay, so friends, what I'm doing is I'm going back and forth again, live radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I'm going to the right and I'm saying, wait a second, I've heard that name before. So I pull up an image that someone posted. Friends, Teresa Sparks is the president of the San Francisco Police Commission. We're trying to figure out why Larry Brinks isn't in prison right now. Teresa Sparks just happens to be a former man that is a woman because he so chooses to be a woman. So Teresa Sparks is a former male. She is the president of the San Francisco Police Commission. He is also a CEO. I'm trying to, folks, he's a man, not a woman. He wants to be a woman. CEO of a multi-million dollar sex toy retailer and a transgender woman. So why have charges not been filed against Harry Brinken? Well, need I say any more? Folks, this is, again, I'm not talking about what's going on in Argentina right now only. This is happening in America. Who are these radical homosexuals laying for? Children! In the word, even these, this radical homosexual talking about white power. Listen to this. These are the ones that are jumping on the bandwagon of hate crimes. And they're committing the hate crimes that they are supposedly advocating for while they are trying to put themselves in the position of being the victim when, again, they are perpetuating the very crimes that they continuously decry. This is on the front page of outlets today, friends. It's right in front of your face. There's nothing innocent about it. God told us why it's an abomination. So here we are. Little kids. A 2-year-old getting nailed, said this homosexual icon. Oh, friends, I could spend hours on highlighting the crimes all over the country and the people that you would never guess in a million years as to who is actually advocating these crimes and committing these crimes. It's incredible.
You know, I'm just sitting over here just shaking my head because it's so unimaginable. I mean, you wouldn't even... You have to, like you say sometimes, you have to feed that monster.
You have to.
It's the stuff that just doesn't even enter into your mind. Those are not the kind of, those are reprobate thoughts. Those are, you know.
That means without God's hand on you
right.
And judgment.
Wicked, wicked and abominable. And you just think, how in the world can people, what do they do to get themselves to a point where they're looking at a little baby who is being victimized and sodomized
it's over the top.
It is. It's so unimaginable.
And by the way, they're trying to normalize this.
Exactly.
This is what the pedophiles are trying to normalize right now, saying, hey, listen, the homosexuals, they have their rights. Now we want our rights. Now, remember what I've also said, and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. Obama administration announces nationwide Muslim outreach program for children grades K through 12. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. What have I always said about how the homosexual radicals are being used to upend the Constitution?
That's right.
Well, what have I always said? What's right behind them? Sharia law. Friends, I told you so. If you want a prophetic ministry, you need to understand we're hitting things. Folks, go over the last 13 years and just see the things that we've been talking about and tell me, my friends, where we have missed it. Because I haven't found where we have missed it yet. I just sometimes try to figure out, why are we talking about this again, Lord? Why are we hitting this, Lord? Why is this going on now, Lord? Why do we always got to talk about that, Lord? It's not necessarily that we always have to, but it's always right in front of us, and we need to stand up for the victims. And the victims are not the radical homosexuals. The victims are the children that they are laying for.
That's right.
The fruit is on the tree, friends. It's all over the place.
And like,
what needs to happen before the American people say, enough is enough? Put them where they belong.
And that's the thing is, like you said, why do we keep talking about this? Well, because it keeps coming up.
That's
people
right.
Keep getting busted. It's thrown in the face of the American people on a constant basis. I think a lot of people think, well, I just don't want to hear about that. They put their head in the sand. They got lives.
You have more people, Stephanie, protecting animals
I know.
In Mother Earth than you do their own children. And what's interesting, the people that are out there, these environmentalist whack commies is what they are, friends. These people have more of a care for animals, and they have more of a care for the Mother Earth, that they call it, than they do as they are advocating the murder of babies in the wombs. You need to understand that they are the same people advocating the crime. And until you wake up to that, nothing is going to change. And by the way, you can't get away from what's moral and what's immoral. Everything is either right or it's either wrong in the sight of God. There is no lukewarmness. There is no gray area. It is either black or white. And let me tell you something. Law is put in place to restrain men from sin, violating God's moral law. That is a fact, said Thomas Jefferson. To restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4, the violation of God's moral law, his Ten Commandments. When he said, thou shalt not kill, he meant that. The law is there to actually condemn crime and to preserve life.
Mm-hmm.
There is no in-between, friends. There is just no in-between. And we have these criminals right in front of our faces but we better not say anything. No, you better say something, because you are helping perpetuate their crimes by remaining silent when you should say something.
That's exactly
right. Don't
be
a partaker of it.
The sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards of men.
Amen.
You know, when you're looking at this, and I think so many times people want to say, well, I just don't want to hear about it. I want to put my head in the sand. Listen,
until it's their kid.
Exactly. What if it was your baby? What if your, there's so many different scenarios, but we are a brother's keeper. We are to do unto others as we would have done unto us, and we need to be looking out for these innocent.
Yeah, where's Obama crying for these kids?
Exactly. And you know what's so interesting, too, is when we do our presentations, a lot of times when we talk about the abortion industry, for example, and we show pictures of an aborted baby, because lots of times kids are told it's a fetus, it's a blob of tissue, it's not really real, like it's some sort of space alien that's just not really real. Well, when we show them pictures of what an abortion truly is, a lot of times you'll see people, they'll close their eyes, they won't look, and we say, open your eyes. Look, you want to see what's going on out there. You need to see the fruit of what's happening in your country on a daily basis. If you don't open up your eyes, the problem's never going to get fixed.
Why would you want to close your eyes to something like that?
You shouldn't.
Doesn't a human being step in between that and the villain?
That's exactly
and
right.
Deal with the criminal?
That's exactly right. It's shocking to see, but so many people, they want to just say, well, you know, I don't have time. I've got my own little life. I've got my own little game. I've got everything else with my kids. Well, listen, that is someone's kid. That's our future posterity. What if that was your kid? Open up your eyes, because it's not difficult to see. It's not like Obama and the administration is doing what they're doing in the dark. They're doing it in the light of day. It's not like you have to search real hard to find these people who are victimizing young children.
Yeah.
You can see it on a daily basis. It's not like you can stand before God and say, well, Lord, I didn't know. No, you are responsible and you are accountable for what you know.
Why
you
does
have
God
to
allow all this bad stuff in the world to happen? Well, what did he put you in the world for, friends?
An evil prevails.
To right the wrongs.
That's right. An evil prevails because good men do nothing.
Amen.
There's not much more to say about it. What in the world can you say except for the fact that, listen, we need to be doing something about the problems that we see, and that's what the Sons of Liberty does on a daily basis, but we cannot do it without your support. We're a frontline ministry. We are in the heat of the battle on a daily basis. We're not giving out diplomatic answers. We're not here to just, you know, oh, this is
debates.
A fun little show that we're debating. No, we've got a job to do. We've got a mission to accomplish. We've got a country to save. And we're standing up and fighting the good fight of faith. And if that's the kind of ministry that you want to get behind, I would encourage you to support. Lots of times people do end-of-the-year donations. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click the donate button at the bottom right hand. As Bradley mentioned, we'll be having a new website coming up here in a day or two. So please do donate. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. You might not be able to be boots on the ground in the school, boots on the ground at a college, boots on the ground at a tea party, but you can help put fuel and gas in our tank. I'm reminded of this story one time, and there's a guy who, he was in the war, I think it was Vietnam, and what he did was he drove the gas trucks to fuel up the tanks and so on and so forth. And one time some of the guys were kind of looking down, like, well, what did you do? Well, he said, well, did you ever drive around in one of those tanks or fly in one of those airplanes? I was the guy that gave you the gas so you could go do what you do. And that's what you're doing in a sense. When you're giving to this ministry, you're providing us with the gas to go out there and be on the front lines.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Obama administration announces nationwide Muslim outreach program for children grades K through 12. Friends, I told you so. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what I do. I'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.